flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, so this is a little test for everybody listening, especially...
How you going to give people a test?
No, but just think about this.
Don't nobody want to do a test?
Pop quiz, guys.
Right. How you going to start the segment? Guys, break out your number two pencil. Get your Ticonderoga out.
Get your blue books. Do they still have blue books?
In college.
Scan cards, too?
Scan cards?
What are they called? They're not called
what, the Scantron?
Scantron.
Yeah.
We used to have blue books. Anyway, not that kind of test.
I used blue books.
You did?
In college. Yeah. Texan, if you have recently been in college, like in the last 5 years, mm-hmm. they still using blue books?
Good question, but not that kind of test.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of stuff on the internet that sort of you scroll and you kind of giggle or you laugh or you're like, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that's kind of cool. Or boy, this guy is, you know, we all know what the internet is, all right? I was blown away by this. And I asked my immediate family and the same thing was true for them. So I'm going to ask you and Figgy, and our listeners, is this the case for you? Somebody tweeted, did you ever know that you never have a dream in which you're using a cell phone or a cell phone is in your dream?
What?
I've never, and I started thinking about it.
What are you smoking though,
man? No. Like, you can dream about old family members, things in your life, dream about whatever, you know, that's happening. You never have a dream that your cell phone is in it. Think about it.
I don't know if that's true, but also I'm not great.
Can you remember any dream you've ever had where there was a cell phone in that dream?
Well, I mean, that this might be one of those things where the answer is yes, but not for the reason that you think. I don't really do a great job of cataloging my dreams.
Well, but have you ever... No dreams. No cell phones in any of your dreams.
I'll get back to you. We might have to revisit this in like 6 months. We just got a dream journal now. Well, get us blue books. Some blue books and dream journal.
I did have a dream kind of with my cell phone.
Exception. So I had, in your face,
So I had a dream. You know how you had one of them dreams where you stuck and you can't move?
Right.
Yeah.
And you feel like the boogeyman or whoever is trying to get you. I had one of those dreams that somebody was trying to get me. And I was in the bed stuck, and I was trying to get to my cell phone.
But you didn't see your cell phone.
From the 713, I just dreamt that I had an iPhone 11, and I was upset, so that's a lie. From another 713, fake news, Lopez, happens all the time.
Well, that's why I'm doing this test. I'm not saying I'm reporting it.
That's what I heard.
I'm saying it blew
you
me
You heard that it's impossible. I heard you say that it's impossible.
And I was asking friends and family, I was like, you ever had a dream with your cell phone in it? And they're like, nah, not that I think about it. Weird. This is like a weed discussion. Hey, man.
Yeah, that's what I said. Exactly. What you smoking on, man?
From the 832, Lopez has been hitting that THC.
The weed. The Western
Bridge. That's right, Stephen A. Stay off the weed. What brought you to this? Was that something?
I saw it on the internet. I'm like, you know what? I've never had a dream where my cell phone was in the dream.
Did
I was using it or I was talking to someone on the phone or nothing.
Did that person hypothesize why they thought that was the case?
No, it was just like, did you ever realize that you never... dreamt with your cell phone in the dream.
Not everybody deserves
But see, everybody's dreams be wild though, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I had a dream I was in the 1800s running away from some type of scary dinosaur, man. I be having all type of wild dreams.
I want more about that dream, actually. I'm invested in that dream. Yeah, I mean, as long as I'm not also running away from the scary dinosaur, but because then I went out.
Yeah.
Oh, now we just got dream. The text line has become our collective dream journal.
None of them were saying the phone was in it. Like one said, I had a dream that I was in church and a phone was ringing.
That's not true.
Phone wasn't in it.
713, they're talking about their ex texting them.
But was the phone in it?
Yes. You got to read the text
on
the
phone. I'm reading it.
No, not you, them. Yeah. When they're, okay. Yeah.
So you saying they're convoluted. Not. Yeah. So you saying they're not actually holding the phone or
exactly.
looking at the phone.
The phone is not in your dream.
How'd they get the text if it's not on the phone? I'm so confused right
text
now.
Text in again, 713.
Somebody help me. I'm very confused. Yeah. I don't know what to do anymore besides this.
These are my confessions.
Okay, this is the confession I'll do. Because I got to make sure I get a sports one in here because the other ones that I have written
neither
down
are mine are
not,
sports. Yeah, I usually try to do one.
I know.
But
I try and make sure to keep it sportsy.
My next one isn't sports either.
I try and keep it sportsy. Yeah. I hate the landing zone rule. I do.
Oh, my gosh.
But at the same time, I completely, I respect it. It's one of those things where I hate it, but I absolutely understand because you can't. Like, basketball is just, especially with the incredible amount of injuries that happen mm-hmm. with the ankles and with the feet, and that's the quickest way to lose players, especially when you consider that the NBA is putting on a product.
And all the jumpers.
Right? And all the jumpers, and especially with all the shooting, and they saw it, especially in sports, when you get a big-time player gets injured, they change their tune, and we saw the way that you had big-time players get injured off of this. I think it was Kawhi Leonard that got injured with the Zaza Pachulia foot mm-hmm. out or whatever.
Yeah.
Was that it? And so they were like, yeah, never again. And so it has to be that, and it really stinks because as a dude who plays basketball, as a dude who kind of did a lot more defense, those closing out is so hard already, like just to get there and be able to contest. So you also now have to keep your feet in. It makes it so difficult, but at the same time, it has to be that because that injury risk is just so high. And if nothing else, right, rules are there, one, to make the game fair, but two, to protect the players on mm-hmm. what's happening. And that's clearly what this does. And it's prohibitive that way. So I hate it so much, but at the same time, I respect it.
I hate the defensive 3 seconds.
Oh, so you just, that's an old man take.
How is that an old
you
man
just wanna
take?
He just want to post the big man in the
no,
middle.
No, I think
what
they,
an old man
no,
take.
No, that's not an old man
he
take.
He playing backyard basketball.
No, that's not an old man take.
He don't want to run.
I just think that they're
Shaq, post up in there. You good. They can't do nothing in there.
They're legislating. I'm talking defensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're legislating it too hard, harshly. The guys are coming in and out all the time, and if the guy stays, if the guy you're defending is in the lane, you're in the lane, and if he steps out for a second, you're still waiting for him to drive. You know,
got to clear out. It's so that we can have more get into the lane. You want people going to the rack.
Well, you do want that.
Look, the people that this is one of the things that I do hate, and this is a secondary confession. I've stolen more confession time. Deal with it. I do hate, like, because I respect people their ability to not like things. However, the people that go really hard on basketball, I just want your reasoning to be coherent. And there's a lot of people that like the game itself, and there's things about the game to not like, but some of these people, I'm like, okay, go back and actually watch a game from 1992 or a game from 1987, especially just like any game. Not just, oh, I went back and watched the Showtime Lakers. No, go watch any game and tell me you really enjoy three offensive players in the paint.
82 to 72.
Right.
Tell
me that you really actually enjoy watching it. Because like sometimes I think y'all wildin'. Sometimes I understand where you're coming from, and I'm not here to like tell you that, you know, you can't enjoy that. But sometimes I'm like, I don't think you've actually really tested this out all the way.
Yeah.
Because you are, all right, they're going to post up in the paint. We're going to get three dudes in the paint, mm-hmm. clogging up the paint, and see if they can actually, if that game still is as fun, and if guys are getting to the rack in that same way as you really wanted to have.
Did y'all see last night, speaking of the 3 second rule, did y'all see Jared Allen celebrating?
Ah, what was it? What's that all about?
He do that all the time. I don't know why he
He's
do
a
that. So whenever he
in
get
a good way.
Whenever he get called for a 3 second violation or a player, He's
he's a weirdo. I love him though.
I have no idea why he does that.
I was confused.
It's hilarious every single time, man. Because he's the only one that's like, yeah,
ethical
and everybody
basketball.
Look around confused.
Yes, I was.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
These are my confessions.
Man, I felt so brand from I felt so bad for Brandon Scott the other day, man. So
what happened?
So Brandon Scott, he do his podcast, the B Block podcast. Mm-hmm. As well as some other content.
He also does the H-Town Hoops podcast.
Yeah, he does.
So B. Scott and Adam Spillane, both of them join us on the show, and they both do that podcast together. So check that wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah, so randomly, Brandon Scott hit me up and said, hey, what's that thing you got where you record your podcast on? I'm like, oh, the Rodecast?
Yeah.
He's like, how much those run? And you know, I started doing some research, sending him some stuff, quotes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he was just like, man, I need to get something, man. I was recording a podcast last night.
Oh, no.
I was talking for 30 minutes without the mic on.
Oh, no.
And to make it worse, he actually posted it because he said he can hear himself in the headphones.
Yeah.
But I guess it was in the wrong input or something like that. So it's like 30 minutes of nothing.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah. We've all had those moments.
Yeah.
But you still feel sick.
I felt so bad. I was telling him about my moments where I recorded a 3-hour podcast and somehow the computer crashed and we was left with nothing.
Right.
So we got lucky because when we cut the computer back on, the file was there.
Yeah.
So we was like, woo, thank God. But we was over here cussing and everything.
Man.
Like, man, talking for 3 hours.
Oh.
And nobody here but y'all too.
And of course, like, not everybody does a podcast, but everybody feels this because I feel like we've all lived through the era where you had to write something on like a computer, like an earlier computer where you was not saving it, auto saving it or whatever.
Remember those floppy disks?
And yes.
And then it just crashed. Yeah. Or even worse, like you have some level of CD or floppy disk and the data corrupts.
That's it right there.
All that work gone.
Oh, Miss Smith, my paper was on there.
Yeah.
And like, well.
Great excuse though. Back in the day, I definitely used that one a few times.
Or what about trying to save the video games?
Oh yeah,
you couldn't.
Like you had no memory card, so you leave the game on for days, and the power go out, something flickered. That's it.
You knew you was leaving it on for days too, because at one point your PlayStation or whatever would sound like a jet taking off. That fan would just turn up crazy because it'd been on for 13 days straight.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
These are my confessions.
All right, it's damn near February.
Correct.
But I realized this morning, I really need a new New Year's resolution. And that New Year's resolution, I have got to go to the actual movies this year more than before.
They got to put movies that you want to see in the theaters,
though. I
know
that, but here's the thing. The Oscars came out. The Academy of Motion Pictures released their nominees.
It was a weird year, though.
I have seen, there were nine nominees for Best Picture.
Right.
I've seen half of one of them.
Oh, wow. That might be more than me.
I've seen half of one of the best pictures. And that was, by the way, Wicked. I didn't like it that much.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not a musical guy, man.
I'm okay with musical, but I was like, maybe.
Oh, never mind. I saw Dune Part 2. That was really good.
So, Anora, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys.
I heard Nickel Boys is great.
The Substance, and Wicked. I didn't even know that some of these were movies.
That's right.
I ain't seen none of those movies.
I saw half of one. I've got to get out to the movies more, man.
Agreed.
Got to.
Likewise.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to catch up on some of these before the Oscars come through. All right. Those are your lunchtime confessions here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. I've got a lot of stuff that I need to clean up. There's still people telling us about the things that they were accused of. that they definitely didn't do in honor of Joe Mixon. We've got a I got a giveaway here. You'll have a chance to win 4 tickets to the Houston Automotive Show, which is happening January 29th through February 2nd. We'll do that in the next segment as well. And I mean, there's all sorts of stuff that we're handling. So I've got a lot of balls in the air in this moment. But keep rocking with us here in Loop. Coming up next, let's do a little buy or sell. Are you buying what these sports figures are trying to sell you? We'll do that next.